Those are recovery workers digging with bare hands through rubble in Aleppo, Syria, looking for survivors of an airstrike. It's a scene repeated over and over in the documentary Last Men in Aleppo. The film follows a recovery group known as the White Helmets. 2015 and 2016 was a time of devastating violence in Aleppo. And the White Helmets are there trying to pull civilian survivors from buildings wrecked by airstrikes from the Assad regime and its Russian allies. The search for survivors often yields bodies, and the men digging have families of their own that any day could wind up under rubble just like that. To watch Last Men in Aleppo is to confront the relentless inhumanity of the war in Syria that goes on today. Faris Fayad is director of Last Men in Aleppo. His film is nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary. He's originally from Aleppo, but now lives outside of Syria, and I spoke with Faris ahead of Sunday's Oscars. He talked about what it means for the world to see his film while the war grinds on in Syria.
To understand the impact of the war, you have to see how much it's left destruction over society. And to know that, you have to be close from the Syrian families. And I choose Khaled because he's a father and I have two daughters. The same things I choose Mahmoud because he's a young man, a philosophy student, but also he left behind him his father and mother, and with him his brother as a volunteer. So you can see how much this is difficult, facing the everyday horror of the war, and in the same times you are apart from the family and you have other responsibility between what you can do for your society and between what you can do for yourself and for your personal survive and for your family.
You spend so much time with Khaled and Mahmoud and their friends, their colleagues in the White Helmets, hours between bombings, missile attacks, digging bodies out of rubble, and then in between the moments where they talk, and they talk about their lives and really the fact that they believe that they're doomed.
All this destruction is making it impossible to live in this country. The bombing, the ruins, it's unreal. It cannot be comprehended by humans or anything else. Imagine sitting at home and suddenly the entire building collapses. This is destruction on a massive scale. It's truly horrifying.
You said that this film is really about the Syrian people.
Yeah, I mean, not just about the White Helmets. This film is about the citizen of Syria, how the war impacts them. And I try, like, during the filming and working in this film from 2013 until end of 2016, try to catch the soul of the suffering or the problem that those Syrians face, their daily talk, their dreams, their fear, their nightmares. There is a lot of common things, not just between the Syrian themselves. Also, there is the common things with any citizen in any war and or any difficult situation.
But for us, you've made this film. It's not only been shown in the West, but it's gotten accolades, Academy Award nomination. But it's a film that when you watch it, it makes it impossible to turn away from the carnage, from the human devastation in Syria. What do you want Americans to do after they see this film?
Yeah, actually, when I did this film, I didn't think about I'm doing this film for Western audience or for the Syrian themselves. I screened this film for Syrian, actually. I managed to screen. And the Syrian that when they watch this film, they have the same feeling that the American when they watch it. And they have the same feeling that the European when they watch it. They share the same feeling. They cry, they feel hopeless, they feel motivated to do something, and inside their mind, a lot of feeling of question about what they can do. Even they are a Syrian and they need somebody to help them. What I wish from the American that understand their problems, the refugee crisis, that behind this is refugees, there is a horrible war that destroyed the society, and understand that any decision from any politicians closing the border left the people killed without any help and put the pressure over the government to help more to stop this war. And that what my film is seeking for is like the peace and justice, peace in Syria. That means stopping the war directly, and there is real actions, not just talk.
Your film, of course, was made in Aleppo during the time of the devastation of that city by the Assad regime. We followed it here in the West from a distance. And over the last couple of days, we've been reporting on similar attacks in eastern Houta, in the outskirts of Damascus. Are the White Helmets operating in eastern Ghouta now? And can we assume that much the same scene is taking place there as is depicted in your film in Aleppo?
Yeah, it's the same scenario. The White Helmet, they're facing every day like between 15 to 25 bomb every day. But it's not just about the White Helmet. The lesson in Aleppo that now the Russians and the Assad regime, they bomb the hospitals and the center of the White Helmet because they want to destroy the resources. Because they learn from Aleppo that it's going to stop this society to continue. And most of the civilians who, and the volunteer who is working on helping the society. And nothing changed. Actually, from Aleppo until now, we said this is will not happen again, never again, but this is happening again. And we don't know what the next city will happen, that the same things, the same scenario for Aleppo. And that's actually, it's a big question about if there really somebody care and want to solve this problem. We're talking about more than 2,000 people killed just the last couple of week. That's a huge number. And the victim of this number is the children's, women's and men, civilians who never involved in any kind of the arms or conflict. And unfortunately, the only way is that to face this is power, kept speaking out, using the powerful of art and the power of freedom of expressions to stop that. To stop the war in Syria, we need to make films like Last Man in Aleppo and other films. We have to write stories and investigative stories and publish it.
Faris Fayad is director of Last Man in Aleppo. It's nominated for Best Documentary Film at the Oscars this Sunday. Faris Fayad, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.